Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and welcome in State of Georgia. We have got a ton to get to, including high school football yet another week as we inch closer to playoff time.
Playoff time is upon us, and there's a lot of playoff seedings that still have to play themselves out, especially in coastal Georgia, so there's a lot of good action coming up.
Yeah, coastal and middle Georgia as well. And we'll get to all the games in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All right, so here we go. Cook at Fitzgerald tonight. New Hampstead at Burke County. And that, I guess that's the Wayne County region. And so New Hampstead and Burke County are both right there in the mix for a playoff spot, one of the top four seeds. And so that is definitely going to have a bearing on who gets seated where.
New Hampstead is a good football team. That could be a good matchup.
Brunswick at Evans, actually. Brunswick will take the trip up to Augusta. And if Brunswick knocks off Evans, then Brunswick will clinch at least a share of the region championship.
Yes. Big game. At Evans, 3.5-hour, 45-minute bus ride. You can throw everything out the window when there's a bus ride involved.
Wayne County goes up to Statesboro to play Southeast Bullock, a big, big game in that region for completely different reasons. Southeast Bullock's got to get that game to keep their playoff hopes alive. Right now, they would end up on the outside looking in for Burke, Benedictine, Wayne, and New Hampstead. Those would be your four teams. And so Southeast Bullock will be on the outside looking in. Wayne needs this game after coming off the thumping that they got at the hands of Benedictine last week. They need this game trying to earn a two seed now moving forward.
It's going to be tough for Southeast Bullock to beat Wayne. I'll just be honest with you.
I mean,
I don't see it happening.
We're not picking games.
I didn't pick the game.
Oh.
I said it's going to be tough for them to beat Wayne County.
They do get them at home.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Colquitt goes to Valdosta over in Wintersville. A win, and Colquitt clinches the region championship and makes it really hard for Valdosta to finish with a two seed.
Valdosta laid an egg last week at Camden County.
Well, they got beat.
They got beat, and they have nobody to blame but themselves. Now they got Colquitt County at home, and that's going to be tough also.
Richmond Hill goes to the Concrete Jungle to play the Lowndes County Vikings in a huge region matchup game as well. The loser of that game is probably out, to be honest with you. They probably don't make the playoffs. Can Richmond Hill go to the Concrete Jungle and beat the Lowndes County Vikings?
It's very possible. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens.
If Richmond Hill beats Lowndes and Colquitt beats Valdosta, Camden ends up with the two seed in that region. Tift at Houston, Thomas County Central at Lee County. That will be for basically a region championship over there in Region 1. The winner will likely win that region. The loser will probably end up with a two seed. If it's Lee County, I think it could toss them into all sorts of chaos with tiebreakers.
Northside wins out. They're the region champions. They've got Thomas County Central next week, and they got veterans tonight. So if Northside wins out, they're the one seed.
Well, that's a tough win, Thomas County Central.
I got them at home.
I'm taking Thomas County Central to win that region. Aren't they undefeated in that region?
They are currently.
Yeah. Effingham at Lakeside Evans. Effingham trying to set themselves up with a de facto region championship game. I guess that would be next week against Brunswick. Is that right, Kip?
That's correct.
Okay. South Effingham at Grovetown. Jenkins at Bradwell. Coffee at Greenbrier.
Greenbrier hasn't won a football game this season.
Ware goes to Womack Field to play Statesboro. Statesboro, boy, they need it. They need that win, trying to get themselves staying in that region as far as talks about a playoff spot. You know, the thing is at the beginning of the season, I kind of went out on a limb, and I thought that the Statesboro Blue Devils were going to be much better than what they have shown us to this point this season. I went on a limb, and I took Statesboro to win that region, and right now they're just clinging to try and make the playoffs over there.
Historically, Ware County has struggled at Womack Field. Just throwing that out there.
Okay. Warner Robins at Jones, Benedictine at the Islands.
Oh, goodness.
Choose your score.
Mm.
Beach at Liberty, Long at Calvary Day, Savannah Christian at Groves, Johnson at Savannah Country Day, Tatnall at Appling. You know what? Circle that game. I think it's got potential to be a good one.
Okay.
Pierce at Vidalia.
Vidalia's got to pick it up a notch, but after Pierce lost to Appling, they're probably pretty mad a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine. So, Tombs at Windsor Forest, and then another big one. Clinch at Charlton to decide that region.
Clinch is going to be hard to beat, especially in that classification.
Mm. MCA at Portal in a meaningless game for the Buccaneers. They clinched the region championship last week when they knocked off the ECI Bulldogs. MCA will be your region champs. They'll go over to Bullock County to play the Portal Panthers right off there off of U.S. Highway 80.
You had Portal ranked and was talking, pumping them up just a couple of weeks ago. How things change.
Well, they've lost a few games.
Yeah.
They may win this game at home, and of course, MCA already have the region championship racked up, so I'm sure they'll be trying to work on some things getting ready for playoffs.
MCA is not going to look past Portal.
Okay. Blakely at Swainsboro, big rivalry game over there off of I-16. Dublin at East Lawrence.
Dublin at East Lawrence. That should be it. That's one of those heated rivalries.
Mm-hmm. They don't like each other.
No, they don't like each other.
No. Savannah at Bryan County and Claxton at Screven to wrap up all of the games from Southeast Georgia and Middle Georgia for Friday night.
Some good contests out there. Very good. Colquitt at Valdosta. Can Valdosta rebound?
Well, if they do, right? If Valdosta beats Colquitt, it sets up all sorts of chaos in that region where
it gets down to point differentials and all that stuff.
Point differentials as far, and it gets into 7A opponents, which Camden, the only 7A opponents they have are region opponents. So if that chaos ensues, I think Camden probably will fall to a 3. Wayne County, I think, as good of a season that they had last week against Benedictine, you know, the cream rises to the top. Wayne County, you see what you got to do. You see where you got to get. That's the standard, the Benedictine Cadets.
That always was going to be a tough contest, going to Savannah and playing them, especially when you're trying to build something like Coach Shaw is doing in Wayne County. Hey, nobody really expected them to go up there and win last week. And, you know, they're building something up there.
Jabo Shaw, easily Coach of the Year.
Easily. Coming off what they did, they win a game last year?
I think they went 0-9.
Easily the coach of the year.
No doubt about it.
You love the game. But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The regular season begins to wind down while teams jockey for playoff seeding. Southeast Bullock trying to keep their playoff hopes alive against Wayne County, who's looking for a 2 seed. Fredericka heads to Pinewood with the winner gaining first place in that region. Statesboro hosts Ware at Womack in a key region matchup. Brunswick goes to Evans looking to remain in first place. And Colquitt heads over to Wintersville to take on Valdosta. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Remember when DJU was good? Yeah, I don't either. Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, a match made in heaven because neither have ever won a big game. Phillies Astros, ratings bonanza. Geno Smith will win the NFL MVP. Ooh. For anyone that thought the Falcons were a playoff team, I give you Joe Burrow. Death taxes Tom Brady and Adam Wainwright. Eagles-Bills Super Bowl collision course. Doesn't Christian McCaffrey just feel like a 49er? And the Pac-12 is officially eliminated from the college football playoff. Good job, UCLA. You lasted 1 week as the last hope. James Robinson to the Jets. Great. I have Travis Etienne on my fantasy team. I say for real, and you say TCU. Write this down. No one is beating the Chiefs in the AFC. Bill, Tom Brady isn't walking through that door. The Packers are actively looking to trade for a wide receiver. Because apparently Green Bay doesn't understand how the draft works. The Vikings are winning the NFC. Write this down. Georgia is going to obliterate the Gators. Bray Wyatt back to the WWE. Yes, yes, yes. And these are my thoughts.
Obliterate.
Going to destroy them.
I think they'll win, but I don't know that they're going to cover the spread.
I see no chinks in the armor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
I don't either.
Their defense is very good. They've got a Heisman candidate at quarterback. Their receivers are good. Offensive line's great. They can run the ball with anybody in the country. I don't see a path for the Florida Gators to win this game unless AR-15 throws for 5 million yards.
Or runs for 5 million yards. That's the thing that worries me about him. I'm not worried about him beating Georgia with his arm. I'm worried about him beating Georgia with his legs.
Well, we'll have to wait and see about how that's going to go. But I'll pick Georgia 62-3.
I'll pick Georgia 31-21.
62-3. And now you know what time it is, Kip.
What time is it?
It is time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's talk about last week. Last week, we recap for what we had. Number 10 was Wayne. Number 9 was Houston. 8 was MCA. 7 was Screven. 6 was Calvary Day. 5 Ware. 4 Fitzgerald. 3 was Swainsboro. 2 was Brunswick. And 1 was Valdosta. We may have a new number 1.
Had some losses in that group last week.
We may have a new number 1. So falling out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets fall out of the rankings, and so do the Houston County Bears. They fall out of the rankings.
Okay.
So at number 10, climbing their way back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 49-7 drubbing of the Beach Bulldogs, the Savannah Christian Raiders come in at number 10.
Okay.
At number 9, getting back into the high school football or the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time in some time. I don't think we've seen them since early on in the year. They thump Jenkins 42-7 and secure a number 9 ranking. The Coffee County Trojans make their way back in.
They should have been there all along, but okay. Make their way back in. Go ahead.
Call their way back in.
Made their way back in.
Yeah.
A poll that they should have been in the top 5 all along. Okay.
It's tough to get into this
poll.
Apparently. It is the premier poll in the state.
Apparently.
It's not easy. And again, I want to make it clear, I'm not saying that because Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y that they can beat Team X or Team Y. What I'm saying is I'm ranking these teams based upon how well they've done within their own schedule. I want to be clear.
Okay.
Got it?
All right.
And there's a formula that ranks all of this stuff. Quality wins, quality losses, strength of schedule, stuff like that.
Quality losses, okay.
Head to head.
All right.
At number 8, falling 7 spots, getting stunned by the Camden County Wildcats last week, 17-14. The Valdosta Wildcats fall from number 1 to number 8.
Big drop for the Cats.
At number 7, winning a region championship with a 28-21 win over the ECI Bulldogs, moving up one spot, the MCA Buccaneers.
Okay.
At number 6, also moving up a spot with a 32-0 woodshedding of Savannah. Up one spot, the Screven County Gamecocks at number 6. Who'd have thought they'd have been there?
Not me.
At number 5, also moving up a spot, a 56-13 win over Savannah Country Day, which is really impressive because Savannah Country Day is not a bad football team. The Calvary Day Cavaliers go from 6 to 5.
They jump one spot.
At number 4, down one spot coming off of a bye week, the Swainsboro Tigers fall from 3 to 4.
That bye week is undefeated.
You don't.
Bye weeks, boy.
You don't lose.
That's the best team of the in the history of high school football. By high school. I don't know where they're located. Whew, but I'd hate to go have to play in their stadium.
You don't lose to the bye week.
By High School is the best team in the history of Georgia high school football.
That is not true. It is just the way the formula computes these things that the bye week sometimes does factor in.
Undefeated. 827 straight wins.
at number three, moving up two spots with a 44-0 woodshedding of Greenbrier. The Ware County Gators go from 5-3.
That Ware Coffee game coming up is going to be a classic.
Yeah, especially because both of them are now ranked in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
I think that game's in Douglas this year.
Yes, back-to-back years they've had to go to Douglas.
Because a new region lineup, you draw your schedule.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
At number two, moving up two spots with a 33-13 win over Sumter County, up two spots from 4-2, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane.
They got a tough game this week.
Cook County.
Yeah, Cook's not a bad team.
And a new number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 42-3 win over South Effingham. And frankly, I'm surprised South Effingham even put points on the board. Your new number one this week, the Brunswick High Pirates.
Wow.
Come in at number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Wow, Pirate fans. Just wow.
It's not the first time they've been number one in my rankings.
There were people at that South Effingham game that said that kick did not go through the uprights with a running clock with about 2 minutes left in the football game.
They put it on the board.
They put it on the board, but video evidence might show that the kick didn't go through. But, hey, a win's a win.
All right, let's recap, right? At number 10, Savannah Christian. Number 9, Coffee County, both of those teams getting back into the rankings. At number 8, Valdosta. 7, MCA. 6, Screven. 5, Calvary Day. 4, Swainsboro. 3, Ware. 2, Fitzgerald. And the number 1 team this week, brand new number 1, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Brunswick High Pirates, check in at number 1.
If we had time to re-rank these based on the Kip Branch method, I'd re-rank these for you if we had time in this segment.
Well, we don't.
I'd re-rank your top 10.
There's no reason, because it is as ironclad as it can be.
Coastal Real Estate, Paige Aiken Real Estate. Luxury homes on St. Simon's Island and Sea Island, Paige Aiken Real Estate. A realtor that knows the market? Paige Aiken Real Estate. Paige Aiken is a seventh generation native of St. Simons, 35 years of domestic, international, and local real estate experience. Create your own legacy and get your story started. Contact Paige Aiken Real Estate, 912-258-6000, or online, paigeaiken.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Make sure you find your way to catch 228 on Georgia, Florida Saturday. 11 TVs so you can see the game from every seat. Don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime. Before the game, for happy hour 4 to 6, or just for your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check out our Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't kick field goals, we score touchdowns. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help push you over the goal line with that special someone. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, CunninghamJewelers.com. Cunningham Jewelers proudly says, let's go Dawgs.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. Whether you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, get on in and see Teresa in the deli for a hot, fresh meal and say hi to Cliff for all your fresh-cut meats. Check out our weekly ad on Facebook, the Coastal Market Grocery Store, Highway 17, Darien.
Show's flying by. I feel like we just came on the air. It's been such a smooth show. And now comes a point where I just grit my teeth and pray. It's the Kip Branch Butthurt List.
This week's edition of the Butthurt List. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Have you seen a New York Yankee fan in the last week?
No.
Number 5 on the Butthurt List this week.
Uh-huh.
The New York Yankees.
Okay.
All that money, all that hype, and you get swept in the American League Championship Series by the Houston Astros.
Swept.
Swept. You got broomed in the last two games of your season was in the friendly confines of Yankee Stadium, which makes the Mets get beat out of their own stadium, and the Yankees get beat out of their own stadium. Man, I love it.
At least they didn't have far to go.
I absolutely love it. Yankee fans, where are you? Haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. I don't know where they're at.
Don't you remember earlier in the year where the Yankees were on pace to win like 115 games?
Yeah.
Yep, they won 99.
They won 99 and got swept by the Houston Astros.
Mm.
Hmm. Number 4 on the Butthurt List this week, the New England Patriots. How do you get beat 33-14 on Monday Night Football by the Chicago Bears?
The Justin Fields coming out party.
How does that happen? And in the process, Bill Belichick ruined two quarterbacks.
Yes, he did.
In the process,
yes,
he ruined two quarterbacks. On Monday night, the Patriots did, and now you're sitting there. You've got two quarterbacks with no confidence because their head coach still thinks he's on top of Mount Everest of coaching, and he hit a glacier and slipped about 5,000 feet.
I just want to throw this out there, right? With Bill Belichick, yes, he coached Tom Brady. But if you take Tom Brady out of the equation, think about the quarterbacks that he's had, that once he's had them, what's happened to them?
Exactly.
Think about that for a minute. I'm not even kidding.
I mean, the Patriots.
All the way back to Cleveland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 3 on the butthurt list, the Ole Miss Rebels. We knew it. We knew it. We all knew it. We knew they were pretenders. I told you last week what was going to happen in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Did I not tell you what was going to happen?
He did.
Every year, these cats, they jump out and they start talking about the Lane Train and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's new. I hadn't heard of the Lane Train.
Blah, 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 that. You go to Baton Rouge and you get run out of Tiger Stadium. Florida State beat LSU earlier in the season. Ole Miss.
That seems like a forever ago.
And you go out there and get a 45 burger hung on you, and you're talking about we're a top 10 team. Not anymore.
Is LSU good enough to win the West?
Alabama better be on their toes when they go to Baton Rouge.
That's what I'm saying.
Both teams
too.
Have a bye week to get ready for that game.
Uh-huh.
Alabama, you better be ready because LSU's peaking right now.
Their quarterback has looked amazing the last 3 weeks.
Jaden Daniels has looked really, really good.
Yeah.
And Alabama, you better be careful because you're one loss away from being a Citrus Bowl team.
They'll send them to the Capital One Bowl.
Well, that's the Citrus Bowl, as the old-timers call it. Number two on the butthurt list this week, the Atlantic Coast Conference. You clowns. You're straight clowns, ACC. How dare Syracuse put the brand at test last week? Clemson, on the ropes, down. What does the ACC do? They make the call to Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, and they say, let's put the fix in. We can't have Syracuse beating Clemson. We won't have a team even remotely qualified to get in the playoffs. We've got to change the tide here. I saw a lot of holding in the first half. Let's make sure we call it in the second half. Okay, guys? Let's make sure we do that.
Are you insinuating?
I saw a lot of roughing the passer penalties. I saw some late hits out of bounds. Let's call them on Syracuse, but let's don't call it on Clemson.
Are you insinuating that the ACC called Clemson, South Carolina, to talk to the referees at halftime and said, don't let Clemson lose?
That's what it looked like watching the game.
Okay.
Did you not watch the game?
I know. I saw the game.
Did it not appear? Did Clemson have a penalty in the second half?
Clemson had a lot of momentum in the second half, that's for sure.
Well, Syracuse, all they had was flags. That's all they had in the second half. Every time they make a play, there was a flag holding. False, illegal procedure, illegal shift.
It's like going to play.
Offensive lineman lined up in the backfield.
It's like going to play in Benedictine.
Yeah. ACC. Oh, the whole nation saw you last week. Number one on the butthurt list, and I can't think of a more deserving team to be at number one, the Texas A&M Aggies.
Okay, yeah.
Really, guys? You get beat at South Carolina. Now you got kids smoking dope outside the locker room. Then you're going to suspend. Your recruiting class is unraveling from last year. And, you're suspending kids. Jimbo's return on investment. I mean, he killed Florida State's program. They still haven't recovered. And now he's doing the same to Texas A&M. And the Aggies are in trouble. Look for the transfer portal to be heated up in College Station, Texas this year.
I mean, maybe with a new coach. But I guarantee you, Jimbo's not dumb. He's going to get out of Dodge before the flames get too high. Jimbo will be looking for a new job in the offseason. I guarantee you, as I like to say, write this down. Jimbo Fisher will not be the coach of Texas A&M.
Who's
going to
hire him after running Florida State in the ground and leaving Texas A&M in a mess? Who's going to hire him?
I don't know, but I'm just telling you, he did it at Florida State. He'll do it at Texas A&M. He'll take the money and say, sayonara, good luck.
They say there's reports that three freshman football players, maybe more, were smoking dope at Williams-Brice Stadium last week. Come on, man. Jimbo, are you trying to get fired for cause? That seems like it's what he's trying to do. I don't know.
I mean,
Aggies, biggest fraud in college football.
They were ranked inside the top five to start
Six
the season.
To start the season. The biggest fraud. I've called them a fraud all year. Even in my preseason writings for Southern Sports Edition, I called them a fraud. They are a fraud.
I remember reading that story.
Texas A&M is a fraud. Jimbo Fisher is in the process of running two national brands into the ground.
I guess the only difference is Texas A&M's got a lot of oil money to be able to.
Well, they better, they better start drilling and try to find. They better increase production because they're going to have to fork out some money to get a new coach.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-1965. 5820 Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
We now come to the point of the show where we survived the butthurt list. We've gotten past the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Brunswick High was the number one team. And now we're going to get into the moment of the show where Kip Ranch and I are going to do our very, very best to tell you who to pick come college football Saturday. Your winners and your losers.
Bless.
If you like... playing odds and stuff like that, I'm here for you, listeners.
Okay.
I'm here for you, Georgia. Let's go. Virginia Tech at number 24, NC State. NC State has not been the same since they had that key injury. I like Virginia Tech to go on the road and win this football game.
Didn't Virginia Tech lose to some no-name earlier in the season?
I think it was Old Dominion.
Yeah, no, I'll take NC State.
All right. Don't listen to him. 14, Utah at Washington State. Give me the Utes, I guess.
Yeah, I'll take Utah.
Number 7, TCU at West Virginia. Trap game.
TCU's winning at West Virginia.
This is a trap game. If it ever had trap game written on it, be careful, TCU. I'd like them to win, but this is going to be, they're going to skate out of this one by the skin of their teeth. Notre Dame at number 16, Syracuse. Syracuse already showed us that they were better than Clemson. They got hosed. They'll beat Notre Dame at home.
I'm putting Syracuse on upset alert, but they're going to – I got them circled to win the game, but I wouldn't be shocked if Notre Dame beats them.
17, Illinois at Nebraska. Here it is right here.
You skipped Ohio State and Penn State? Are you coming back to that?
Well, I did skip it, but since you said it, I'll come back to it. 17 Illinois, thank you. 17 Illinois at Nebraska. Here it is, your upset pick of the week. Take the Cornhuskers here to upset 17th ranked Illinois.
Would that really be an upset?
What the rankings say.
I mean, but I'll take Illinois. Nebraska still trying to find a coach.
Going back to the game that Kip alluded to, number two, Ohio State at 13, Penn State. It all comes crashing down for the Ohio State Buckeyes. They take the loss.
No.
They go to Happy Valley. They come out unhappy. The Nittany Lions didn't look good against Michigan. They make up for it. At home, they beat Ohio State. Remember I said this, listening audience. Remember I said this next week when I'm telling Kip about it. Penn State beats Ohio State.
Would love to see it. And I think this game's going to be close. But Penn State's run defense was horrible at Michigan. I got Ohio State circled, but I'd love to see an upset here.
Number 20, Cincinnati at the University of Central Florida Knights. Cincinnati has no shot at beating the Knights in the bounce house. Nobody beats the Knights in the bounce house in a big game.
Wow. You talking about the same Central Florida team that lost to East Carolina last week?
They were on the road.
Oh, that team that you just sent on this show last week and just guaranteed that they were going to go beat East Carolina. I got Cincinnati circled. I think they're a better, more physical football team.
I think it's time for Central Florida to start looking for a new coach.
I have told you this. I've told you this. Four loss a year, Gus. He's good. How many times have I told you this? Why don't you listen, man? Get the wax out of your ears.
All the talent down there. They've got a national championship caliber type team. At
no,
least one
they don't have a national championship
but they don't
caliber
have,
team.
Yes,
they've got
yeah,
a
they
cast
do.
Off from Ole Miss that couldn't win the quarterback job out there. No, they don't have a national championship roster.
I disagree with
they
you.
They don't even they might have a Bahama Bowl roster. That's what they've got. But they've got a proven head coach that's going to go 9-3 or 8-4 with any kind of talent. Give him NFL talent. He'll find a way to go 9-3.
Number 8, Oregon at Cal. Give me Oregon big.
Cal plays Oregon tough in Berkeley. That's all I'm going to say. But I got Oregon circled.
Wake Forest at Louisville. I'll take Wake, but does it really matter?
I got Wake.
Number 9, Oklahoma State at 22, Kansas State. In the Big 12, not including TCU, in the Big 12, the lower seed always eats the higher seed, and they just cannibalize each other in that conference. Same thing here, Kansas State beats Oklahoma State.
Kansas State's a good football team, and I think they win at home against Oklahoma State.
The Florida-Georgia game, number 1, Georgia and Jacksonville with the Florida Gators. Georgia completely annihilates the Florida Gators. This isn't close. This rivalry game this year, you could toss it out the window. Georgia's just too good.
And that's when Georgia goes down there and lays an egg. So I got Georgia winning, but Georgia fans, don't be on Facebook complaining about, oh, we don't look good and blah, blah, blah. This is a rivalry game, and Florida's going to show up and play. Georgia's going to win, but I say about around 10 points.
Missouri at 25, South Carolina. I guess give me the Gamecocks.
Man, Missouri almost beat Georgia. Almost lost to Vanderbilt last week. Who are these guys? I'll take South Carolina.
Yeah. Number 10, USC at Arizona. I'll take the Trojans.
Yes.
Here it is, folks. Here it is. Number 19, Kentucky goes to Knoxville to play number 3, Tennessee. Tennessee riding on all the momentum on the world. Kentucky's been inconsistent this year. No way Kentucky goes into Knoxville and beats America's darling, the Tennessee Volunteers, all of a sudden, do they?
No, they don't.
You're right, they don't. They're not good enough to, but this game is close.
Yeah, they're going to Kentucky's going to come in and try to control the clock and run the ball at Tennessee, and they've got the makeup to do it. Tennessee can't afford any turnovers. And Tennessee better not be looking ahead to next week in Athens, because if they are, they're in trouble. But I got Tennessee.
15, Ole Miss at Texas A&M. Give me Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss. You're about 15. That's right where you need to be in the rankings.
Michigan State at number 4, Michigan. This game is very close.
No.
This is a close football game.
No.
Last year these two played, and I picked Michigan State, and it was a close game.
Michigan State won. Well, Michigan State beat them last year.
That's correct.
Yeah, but they're not this year at Ann Arbor. This is a different Michigan team. Michigan State's down this year. Kenneth Walker's running for hundreds of yards for Seattle now. No, Michigan is going to beat Michigan State, and they're going to beat them by 3 touchdowns.
This will be a close game. Pitt at number 21, North Carolina. I'll take the Tar Heels.
Yes, me too.
Stanford at 12, UCLA. Give me the Bruins to rebound.
They need to.
Arkansas at Auburn in the SEC. Arkansas.
I'm taking Auburn.
Why?
To beat the Arkansas Razorbacks. Arkansas has no defense. Auburn's got to circle the wagon sooner or later. Auburn's going to beat Arkansas this week, and they're going to do it.
Okay. Boston College at UConn. Give me Boston College.
Me too.
Georgia Tech travels to Tallahassee. Can the Yellow Jackets knock off the Noles at home? Close game. They come up short. Florida State, you look at the schedule, they might end up winning 8 games.
They're favored by 20.5 points over Georgia Tech. Hmm. They're definitely not covering. It wouldn't surprise me if Tech goes in there and wins, but I'll take Florida State.
Miami at Virginia. Give me Virginia in this game.
I got Virginia as well.
In the AAC, South Florida goes to Houston. Houston wins.
Houston.
In the Sun Belt, Old Dominion, you mentioned them earlier, goes to Georgia State in Atlanta.
And gets hammered.
I'll take Old Dominion.
I'll take Georgia State.
All right. And in the Atlantic Sun, Charleston Southern goes to my alma mater, the Kennesaw State Owls, and they get thumped by the Owls.
Be a good game, but Kennesaw win.
Yeah, I agree. Some good games on the slate, man.
There are some good games on the slate. Georgia Southern's hot right now. They beat Old Dominion. They've been winning the last couple of weeks. See if they can keep it up
with a bye week.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? To check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965 or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
I'm going to read to you an email that I got on my in my email account on my phone. You know, the last couple of weeks we have not done the NFL stuff because the Braves were in the playoffs, and then last week we had a segment with Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. And so we haven't done NFL picks in a couple of weeks, and so I got an email on my phone that says, and I quote, "Dear Jason, could you and Kip please start picking NFL games again? I would really like to hear your opinion on who I should pick and the lines that I should take for some extra spending money. Thanks, Jason. Signed, sincerely, Fan."
Okay.
I'm just putting that out in the universe.
All right.
Denver at Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a 2.5-point favorite. The over-under is 39.
Games in London.
Yes. That's right. Thank you.
Yep.
Games in London. Over-under is 39. Jags at 2.5.
Jacksonville could easily be, what, 4 or 5 and 2 right now? I mean, they find ways to lose football games. But Denver, Russell Wilson has been the biggest bust of the offseason.
No kidding.
And so Denver has trouble scoring points. I like the Jags in the 2.5.
You like them to cover?
I like them to win the football game and cover.
Yeah, I do too. Arizona at Minnesota. Minnesota's a 4-point favorite. Over-under is 48.5. Take the Vikings and the points. Take the Vikings and the points.
I say take the Vikings and the points and the over.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. 48.5 for that game seems a little low. Miami at Detroit. Miami is a 3.5-point favorite. The over-under is 51.5. I don't think that the over-under is going to go over.
Detroit had, up until a couple of weeks ago, they were scoring a lot of points. Mm-hmm. But Miami started out last week against Pittsburgh and looked pretty good and then faded. I got the Dolphins circled. I take Dolphins 3.5, and I like the under in that game.
Chicago at Dallas. Dallas is a 9.5-point favorite. The over-under is 42.5. Let me tell you something about the Dallas Cowboys. This is a big line for the NFL. There ain't no way anytime that you slap a big line with the Dallas Cowboys that you're expecting them to cover, that they ever cover. Don't do this to yourself. It's fool's gold. Don't take the points. Chicago may not win, but Dallas ain't covering.
This is going to be a shocker to people that listen to this show. I'm taking Dallas to cover.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm taking the over.
Are you really?
I think Chicago, I think Dallas now with Dak back and Cowboys, they're going to make a run in the playoffs this year. And you know I don't like the Cowboys, but they're a good football team.
Okay. Las Vegas at New Orleans. Las Vegas is a 2-point favorite. 49.5 is the over-under. Take the over. Take the over in the
Saints
game.
Are getting 2 points at home.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Saints circled. I think they're going to win the football game. And over, under, I'll probably go with the under.
Carolina at Atlanta. Atlanta's a 4.5-point favorite, and the over-under is 41.5. Take the over on this.
I'll take the Falcons, the cover, and the over.
Okay. I'm not sure about the line, but definitely take the over. New England at the New York Jets. New England is a 2-point favorite somehow in this game. The over-under is 40.5. Take the over and take the Jets here.
I'm all over the Jets on this one.
For sure.
Oh, Belichick killed two quarterbacks in one move on Monday night. They're going to the Jets. The Jets are feeling it right now, and they're playing good football. I'd like the Jets and the over as well.
Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. Ooh. Philadelphia has a huge line in this game. They're a solid 10-point favorite. You know what? Give it to them.
They're going
to
cover.
They will. Take the Eagles and the points.
And the over.
40.5. Tennessee at Houston. Tennessee's a 2-point favorite. Over-under is 43.
I like the Titans on the road.
2 points, yeah. Take the points in Tennessee.
Don't know about the over-under. I'll probably stay away from that.
Mm. New York Giants at Seattle. Seattle's a 3-point favorite.
Seattle's playing good football right now. Geno Smith has a career resurgence in Seattle.
Might win an NFL MVP if he keeps it up.
The Giants, the worst 6-1 football team in the history of the NFL. I'll take the Seahawks.
And the points?
Yeah, and I don't like the over. I'll take the under on the points.
Washington at Indianapolis. Indianapolis 3-point favorite. Over-under is 40. Take the over because it's such a low over-under. And
Two backup quarterbacks playing.
Yeah, right. I like Washington in this football game. Don't buy into the Indianapolis, the 3-point favorites. Take Washington here.
I'll take Indy. And definitely going to take the under. And
yeah.
I'll take Indy in the points as well. Somebody's got to win this game.
Well, I'm taking the over in this game. It's only 40 points.
Yeah, but you've got two backup quarterbacks and two teams that haven't been scoring a lot of points with starting quarterbacks. So,
Green Bay at Buffalo. Buffalo's an 11-point favorite. Number one, they won't cover. 47.5. Take the over, take the over, take the over.
I think Buffalo is going to blow out the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay has no wide receivers. Aaron Rodgers has no weapons to throw to. Green Bay's in trouble. I like the Bills, and I like them big.
I don't think they'll cover him, but I do think that those two teams combined are going to score 48 points at least.
Have you seen the Packers' offense the
I
last
have
few
seen,
weeks?
Yes, I have seen the Packers' offense.
It's atrocious.
I also believe in Aaron Rodgers.
Throwing to who?
Cincinnati at Cleveland. Cincinnati is a 3.5-point favorite, a 46.5-point over-under. Take the Bengals and the points. They will cover this game.
Cleveland's getting 3.5 at home against Cincinnati?
No. Cincinnati's a 3.5-point favorite.
That's what I said. Cleveland's getting 3.5 at home.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like the Bengals.
Yeah.
And I like the over. Because Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd and company, they starting to light up the scoreboards.
Did you see what Joe Burrow did to the Falcons last week?
Ooh, torched those guys.
Ooh, boy. And didn't Atlanta draft some corner out of Florida a couple years ago that was going to come in and be like this shutdown corner?
They drafted the guy out of Clemson.
They got a guy out of Florida, too, a couple years ago. Can't think of his name.
Who knows?
And he was supposed to be a shutdown corner.
There's been nothing shut down on any Falcons defense of the last decade or so.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Shut down defense in Atlanta in the same sentence? You got to be kidding me, dude.
No, I'm telling you. They took a corner. It was either last year or the year before. They took a corner out of Florida.
Atlanta Falcons and defense. Those are two words I don't use in the same sentence.
Well, if you thought they were a playoff team, Joe Burrow proved you wrong.
Mm.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The regular season begins to wind down while teams jockey for playoff seeding. Southeast Bullock trying to keep their playoff hopes alive against Wayne County, who's looking for a 2 seed. Frederica heads to Pinewood with the winner gaining first place in that region. Statesboro hosts Ware at Womack in a key region matchup. Brunswick goes to Evans looking to remain in first place. And Colquitt heads over to Wintersville to take on Valdosta. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.